Ezras Hashem Belineda, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Ili Nishmas Avi Maria of David Tzvi Ben Rav Yosef, and for Refuah Shleima, the David Meir Ben Mindel. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Ayin Gimel. We left off at the top of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph on the third line at the words Boyimine. Baruch Atah Elohim Melechom Shachar Yevaro. A happy Lag BaOmer to everybody this morning. Good morning, Jeremy, Reuven from Harrisburg, Mordechai, Dr. Joe in sunny Florida, and Tzvika and Avi. Boimine, May Rav Sheshes. They asked Ashayla from Rav Sheshes about the laws of Orel. We're learning about an Orel, someone who does not have Bris Milah. Orel, so we learned yesterday the laws of Orel as regards to Truma. Today we're going to speak about Orel, Mahu b'maiser sheni. We know we had yesterday the laws of Orel by Truma. So what about maiser sheni? Ki heikad yalof pesach mi maiser le'inyan aninas. Just like we know, we learn out. We know that an onein is not allowed to. What's an onein? Someone who one of his seven relatives died up until the burial, and maybe midarais even after the burial, the whole first day. That's a discussion. But an onin is not allowed to eat from Maiser Sheni. That's a Beferish Pasuk in the Chumash. Lo yachalti va'oni mimenu. Special Beferish Pasuk Pasuk Kisava. So we learn out, how do you know an onin is not allowed to eat a Korban Pesach? Well, we learn it out from Maiser Sheni. So kiech di yolof Pesach mi Maiser l'inyan aninus, yolof na mi Maiser mi Pesach l'inyan arelus. The Torah says an Arel can't eat a Korban Pesach. The Torah says an onin can't eat maaser sheni and arel can't eat karm pesach. We learn our karm pesach from maaser sheni as far as aninus. So let's learn out the other direction, maaser sheni from karm pesach, that an arel can't eat maaser sheni. Oidoma, or maybe no. Chomer mikal yalif, kal me chomer lo yalif. Makes sense to learn out that well. It makes sense to learn out from Aninus, Maaser Sheni is more lenient than Karban Pesach. So if an Onin can't eat Maaser Sheni, it's a Kal V'chomer than an Onin can't eat Karban Pesach, which is more severe. To go from a light to a severe makes sense. To go from severe to light, that doesn't make sense. Shaila is, what's the Havamin here? Like, obviously you can go from light to severe. I mean, did you just wake up and start learning Gemara today on this daf? You can go from light to severe. It makes sense to learn an Isser. But to go from severe to light by an Isser doesn't make any sense. So the Rishon Taisus points out over here, the Shaila is, in Kal V'chomer lo yalef. Jim Tomer, Maimi Boile, Pshita, Dehechinel of Kal V'chomer. Obviously you can't go Kal from Chomer.
Right there.
Huh? Right there, Yehuda. Obviously, you can't go kal from chomer. Taisus answers, Yishlomar, the mesab kaluhu, no. If it's a kal v'chomer, yeah, then you can only learn out a chomer from kal. But if it's a gzeira shava, so then you can learn out kal v'chomer, chomer, kal. Gzeira shava just means the laws from here to there. If it's a gzeira shava mufne, that's Taisus' second answer. If it's not mufne, you can ask kashas on it. But if it's a gzeira shava mufne, so that's one of two possibilities. Either it's Gzeira Shava or maybe it has to be Gzeira Shava Mufta. Amar Lahu, Surav Sheshis answered the Bnei HaYeshiva to Nisua. We can learn it from our Mishnah, from a Mishnah. Hachuma Vabikurim Chayavin Aleim Misa Bidei Shamayim. If a person is Tameh, who eats Chuma or Bikurim, he's chayv misah b'dei shamayim v'chomesh. And he has to add, if a zar eats truma and bikurim by accident, he has to not only pay the amount that he ate, he also has to add on an extra fifth. Va'asurim lazarim, and those fruit that he pays become like truma. When you pay for eating truma, or bikurim, which is like truma, so the food that you pay the kohen, it itself attains the status of truma, so only a kohen could eat that, even though it's not technically truma. Since it was a payment for truma, it has the status of truma, and a non-kohen can't eat it. Asur lazar, mehi nichsei kohen, and they belong to the kohen. He can be mekadesh a woman with it. Va'olin be'echad u'me'ah. Wow. They even have the laws of Tshuma that in order to be, if they get mixed up with Chulin, 100 measures of Chulin are mevatel, the one measure of Tshuma. So too by the payment of Tshuma. It becomes like Tshuma. It's asul lazar. It's also only batel if you have 100 in a mixture opposite it. U'ti'unin rechitzas yadayim. And you have to wash your hands. By the way, Maisa Sheni, however, the Gemara is going to contrast this with Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni is only batel barov, like everything else. Tshuma is batel echad u'me'ah, but Maisa Sheni, it's batel barov. One and two. U'ti'unin rechitzas, you have to wash your hands before touching it. Why? Because stam yadayim are shnios latuma. Your yadayim have a status of a sheni latuma. And we know that a sheni makes tshuma into a shlishi. So this stuff has a status of a shlishi. Your hands will convey tumas. So you got to wash your hands. The hair of shemesh. And if you want to eat tshuma, or you want to eat this stuff in your tummy and you go to the mikvah, you got to wait until that night. It's the very first mission in Shas. Meimus like Kodesh Shemaras, Mishua Shakohanim, Nichnasim Lechol B'tshumasan. Come wants to eat tshuma in his tummy, goes to the mikvah, he's got to wait for hair of shemesh. He's got to wait for the nighttime. Hare elu b'tshuma v'kurim, all these halachas. Misa b'dei shamayim, chomesh, zarim, nechsei kayin, olin b'echad u'meya, tunuchin s'yadayim, v'hare b'shemesh, seven halachas. Hare elu b'tshuma v'kurim, masha ina kem b'maisa. These seven halachas apply by tshuma v'kurim. This is a Mishnah. So these seven halachas apply by tshuma v'kurim. And they don't apply by Maiser. Where is this? In Bav Metzia and Bikurim. It's a Mishnah in Bikurim. The Emisa, now, so they asked of Sheshes, what's the din of an Oral by Maiser Shein? Now, wait a second. We know that we learned in yesterday's daf that an Oral is not allowed to eat Shuma. Well, if an Oral is not allowed to eat Shuma, and an Oral is allowed to eat Maisa Sheni, if that would be true, so then why didn't the Mishnah list that as a difference between Tshuma and Maisa Sheni? That an RL can eat Tshuma and yet he can eat Maisa Sheni. Must be that that's not a difference. And an RL also cannot eat Maisa Sheni, just like an RL cannot eat Tshuma. Yeah, you hear the point? If an RL, if that would be another difference, right? The Mishnah listed seven differences between Tshuma and Maisa Sheni. And if it would be true that an RL can eat Maisa Sheni, well then why did the Mishnah list that as a difference between Tshuma and Maisa Sheni? An RL cannot eat Tshuma, but he can eat Maisa Sheni. Says the Gemara. No. Maybe really an RL can eat Maisa Sheni, and he cannot eat Tshuma. But why didn't the Mishnah list that? Answer the Gemara, ton of a shear. No, really an RL cannot eat Shuma and can eat Maisa Sheni. But the Mishnah left that out. This Mishnah is not an exhaustive list of all the differences between Shuma and Maisa Sheni. That's an eighth difference, but it left it out. Now the Gemara has a rule. If it's not an exhaustive list, it couldn't have just left this one out. It had to have left out other stuff also. So the Gemara asks, Umay shear da hai shear? Which other thing did the list leave out that it left out this one? So the Gemara says, Shi'er dekatani seifa. Look in the seifa of the Mishnah and you'll see that it left something out of the seifa. So just like it left something out of the seifa, it left something out of the resha. What's the seifa? Yesh b'maiser u'bikurim mash'enikim b'tshuva. So there's some strictnesses. By the first half of the Mishnah said there's certain stringencies by Tshuma and Bikurim, that don't exist by Maisa Sheni. But the Seifa says, there are certain stringencies by Maisa Sheni that don't exist by Tshuma and Bikurim. Whoa, really? Sha'amayser v'abikurim t'unan avos makom. Well, that's an obvious one. You got to bring Maisa Sheni and Bikurim up to Yerushalayim, but Tshuma you could eat in Tel Aviv. U'tu'unin vidui, Maiser and Bikurim, you have to say the vidui, which says Maiser Sheni and Bikurim, you have to say vidui. right? After you used to get rid of all the maestros, you say vidur. By maestro, you say biyarti akodesh min abayis. By bikurim, you say vanisa mamarta arami ovidavi. Wait a minute. Doesn't Truma also need vidur? We dash the mitzvah maestro sheni. Doesn't Truma also need vidur? However, the vidur, you would mention the Truma agav the maestro. But the real ikrachi of vidur is maestro. You would just mention the Truma. But Truma by itself, there is no din of vidur. So says Taisvis and the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Meiri. They all say the same thing. Right? It's a one-line Tosis. Take a look at the one-line Tosis, second to the last Tosis on the page. Utun and vidur. Avakad Shem Abbasin, the Maisa Sheni. Vagamis Adelaide, Zutruma. When you said the vidui of the Maisa, you also mentioned the Truma. So what do you tell me Truma doesn't need vidui? Omari, Delohi Misvada ala Truma. The Iker vidui wasn't going on the Truma, ala Agav Maiser. Once you did the vidui on the Maiser, the vidui on the Truma. Avalim Avada Maiser, if you lost the Maiser, Lohi Misvada la Befne Atzma. You wouldn't do vidui on the Truma by itself. Fine. So, what does Maiser and Bikurim have that Truma doesn't have? Havas Malcolm, bring him to Yerushalayim. Utun and vidui, va'aser la'onein, and they are aser. Both Meiser and Bikurim are aser for an onein, as opposed to truma, which is mutter for an onein. Rabbi Shimon matir. Rabbi Shimon says that Bikurim is also mutter for an onein. We're going to discuss this in the second half of today's daf. V'chayavin bebiur. The Chayav and Bibiur, Rabbi Shimon Poter. Rabbi Shimon exempts. He exempts Bikurim from Biur. We'll discuss later on why that's true. So, you have to destroy the Bikurim, I'm sorry. V'chayav b'bir. Bikurim, you have to do bir too. But Rabbi Shimon exempts Bikurim from bir. Now, says the Gemara, there's something left out over here. V'ilu asar levar me'en bituma, the fact that if your ma'aser sheni or Bikurim become tamei, you're not allowed to burn it as a way of getting, if they become tamei, you're not allowed to enjoy it by burning it. Let's say you want to bake with it. So your maisa sheni or bikurim become tame. So you want to like use it as a fuel for your fire and cook with that maisa sheni or bikurim. But truma, you are allowed to benefit from it when it's truma tame. You're allowed to burn it in order to benefit from it. But maisa sheni bikurim, you're not allowed to. But the Mishnah doesn't list that distinction. Says the Gemara. And not only that, V'ilu also levarmen betuma, and also ve'ochlan betumas atzman, and one who eats the ma'aser sheni and bikurim when they are tame. If the ma'aser sheni and bikurim are tame, and you eat it, you get malchus. Loike ve'ochlan betumas atzman. Even if you're tame, if the ma'aser sheni and bikurim, even if you're tahar, if the ma'aser sheni and bikurim are tame, and you eat them, you get lashes. You get malchus. Masha enikem betruma. However, if you eat truma when it's tame, you don't get lashes. Loikatani. The Gemara is going to explain. If you eat truma when it's tame, you violate an aseh. Not a los aseh, because you didn't watch it. So you're supposed to burn it, but you violate an aseh. If you eat Truma Tahora, if you eat Truma Tahora, when you're Tamei, you get lashes. But if you're Tar and you eat Truma Tamea, that's only an Aseh. There's no lashes. So why didn't the Mishnah list this difference between Maiser Sheni and Bikurim on the one hand and Truma on the other? That Maiser Sheni and Bikurim, if you burn them, you're not allowed to benefit from them or by burning them. That's one difference. And two, if you eat them when you're tahara, they are tame. You get lashes, you get malchus, as opposed to truma. You are allowed to burn them when they're tame and get benefit. And if you eat them when they are tame, you don't get lashes. It doesn't state it. Alma tanavishir. So you see that from that list, it left off stuff. So just like it left off those two distinctions of chumras that we have by Maisa Sheni and Bikurim that don't exist by Truma, so too the chumra. So too the chumra of Arel. So too the chumra of. So too the chumra of Arel that Bikurim and Maisa Sheni and Arel can eat, but Truma. An RL cannot eat, it left off that as well. So really an RL is mutter by Meiser Sheni, but it left it out. Now, once we, so the Gemara, fine, so the Gemara concludes at this point that Taka, the answer was that an RL, even though an RL is not allowed to eat Shuma, but an RL is allowed to eat Bikurim and Meiser Sheni. An RL is allowed to eat Maisa Sheni. Yeah, and Bikurim also. Says the Gemara. Now, let's go. Now, the rest of today's daf is going to be going back on each one of these dinim that it said in this Mishnah and asking what the source is. How do you know this is true? Says the Mishnah. Va'asurim la'onein. We said Bikurim is asur for an onein. V'Rabbi Shimon matir. And Rabbi Shimon says, Bikurim is mutter for an onen, machlokas. Is an onen allowed to eat bikurim? Or is an onen not allowed to eat bikurim? Tanakama says, an onen is not allowed to eat bikurim. And Rabbi Shimon says, an onen is allowed to eat bikurim. Minalohu, how do the chachamim know that an onen is not allowed to eat bikurim? Where is the source that an onen is not allowed to eat bikurim? Minalohu, dichsiv. Pasuk says, Lo sucha lechol b'sharecha ma'asar d'goncha v'tiroshcha v'yitzarecha u'trumas v'gomer u'trumas yodecha. So you're not allowed to eat outside the Beis HaMikdash. Ma'aser sheni. U'trumas yodecha. What's trumas yodecha? V'omar mar. In Makkos. Trumas yodecha elu abikurim. So what do you see? This pasuk compares ma'aser sheni to bikurim. It compares Maaser Sheni to Bikurim. Right? It can't mean Truma, because we know Truma, you are allowed to eat in Tel Aviv. So this pasuk is telling you, you're not allowed to eat in Tel Aviv, Maaser Sheni, and Trumas Yadecha. So it means Bikurim. As the pasuk says by Bikurim, V'samta Atenev Alachta, you have to bring to Yushalayim. And we know Truma could be eaten B'chol Makom. And this is a lav. A lav, if you eat truma or bikurim in Tel Aviv. V'iskish bikurim l'maisa sheni. So we see in this pasuk that truma and maisa sheni is in the same pasuk. So says Tanakama, ma maisa sheni asur l'onein, right? Lo'achalti va'oni mimenu, right? By maisa sheni it's in Ferish pasuk, is asur l'onein. So in this pasuk, there's a hekesh between bikurim and maisa sheni. So just like Maaser Sheni, you can't eat when you're an Onein. So to af Bikurim aser la'onein. So to Bikurim is aser for an Onein. So then what about Rabbi Shimon? But Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah said that Maaser Sheni, that Bikurim is mutter for an Onein. So what's his logic? Rabbi Shimon, Truma Karina Rachman. In this very same pasuk, the Torah calls Bikurim by the name of Truma. What does it say? Utrumas yodecha. It calls it Truma. It's calling Bikurim Truma. So yes, it's true that it's in the same pasuk as Maaser Sheni, but forget about the hekesh being in the same pasuk as Maaser Sheni. What does it refer to Bikurim itself as? I'd rather compare Bikurim to Truma as opposed to comparing it to Maaser Sheni. It's true it's in the same pasuk as Maaser Sheni, but it calls the Bikurim itself Truma. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Shimon, Truma Karina Rachmana. The Torah calls Bikurim by the word Truma. Ma Truma Mutaris La'onin, just like Truma is Mutar. For an Onin, Af Bikurim Mutar La'onin. Now what else did it say in this Mishnah? It said, Ma'i Sesheni is Bikurim V'chayavim Bibir. That after the Zman of bringing them, right, Bikurim, you can only bring in a certain time. I think it's from Shavuos to Sukkot. You can only bring them from a certain time. So after that, you got to get rid of it. Ma'i Sesheni. Also, you got to bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat it by a certain time. In the third year, in the sixth year, you had to bring it. Like by Pesach time, you had to bring it up there. If you don't bring it up in time, you got to destroy it. Rabbi Shimon Poter, he says, no, you don't have to destroy the Bikur. Same thing. So what's the root of the dispute? Says the Gemara, exactly the same thing. Do you compare Bikurim to Maisa Sheni? Do you compare Bikurim to Maisa Sheni? Or you do compare it to Truma? Says the Gemara, Mar Makish. One makes the Hekish Bikurim to Maisa Sheni. Just like Maisa Sheni you got to get rid of, so too Bikurim you got rid of. Umar Rim Shimon Loi Makish. It's like Truma. So therefore, you don't have to get rid of it. Right? Taisa says, one minute, right? Taisa says, Umar Lo Makish. Look at the fourth Tosis on the page. Mitam, the Truma Karina Rachman. Right? You don't make a hektish because the Torah calls it Truma, like we said before. Says the Gemara. Let's continue in understanding the Mishnah. What does it say? V'aser levar mehen betuma. Truma, if it's tame, you're allowed to burn it and benefit from the burning of it. But Bikurim and Maisa Sheni, Bikurim, you're not allowed, if they become tame, you're not allowed to burn them betuma. V'aser levar mehen betuma. V'ochlan b'tumas atzman and loike, and if you eat the truma, if you eat the maaser sheni and the bikurim while they are tuma, you get lashes. But by truma, you are allowed to burn them in tuma, and if you eat the truma when it's tuma, you don't get lashes. It's just an asay. Ask the Gemara Minalan, how do we know this? The Sadi Olin Tenebraisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer. I should have said, we're learning all about Rabbi Shimon today. Right, I assume this Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So we're learning a lot of shitas of Rabbi Shimon. A lot of Torah we learned from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So far we had Rabbi Shimon says that Bikurim is mutter for an onim. Rabbi Shimon has, like Truma, Rabbi Shimon has that Bikurim is exempt from Biur, like Truma. That's the second halacha of Rabbi Shimon. Mordechai is figuring out what this has to do with Lag BaOmer. And the third halacha, Rabbi Shimon teaches us the third halacha. Lo biarti mimenu b'tamei. I didn't burn the Maaser Sheni when it was Tuma. To benefit from it, Bein Sha'ani Tamei V'hu Tahar. Bein Sha'ani Tahar V'hu Tamei. Not only when the Maisa Sheni was tar, and I was tumming. Right. Not only, now there's a halacha that Maisa Sheni, you have to, the way you can only benefit from it, eating, drinking, or anointing yourself with it. So it says, Rashi writ for the Meiri. You're only allowed to benefit from Maaser Sheni by eating, drinking, or anointing yourself with it, according to Rashi Rid from the Meiri, but you're not allowed to burn it. You're not allowed to, let's say, use it as firewood. So not only did I not burn it when it was Tahar, however, the Rash and the Rav in Shvius learn that Maaser Sheni Tahar, you're even allowed to burn it. Interesting machlokes we've shown him. So, that's a machlokas. But anyway, let's assume like most Rishonim, Rashi, Rid for the Meiri, that you're not allowed to burn it. So, when you say lo biarti mimenu b'tamei, not only did I not burn it when it was tahar, which I'm not allowed to do according to Moshe Shonim. But even when I was not allowed to eat it because it was tameh, whether I was tameh and it was tahar, or I was tahar and it was tameh, either way, loy b'yarti b'menu, but tameh, I didn't burn it. I didn't benefit. Oh, so you see that you're not allowed to burn it when it's tameh as opposed to truma. You are allowed to benefit from truma tameh by benefiting from cooking with it. But Maiser Sheni, you say lo b'yarti b'menu b'tameh. You're not allowed to benefit from it when it's tameh. So that's the source for that. That's a third din from Rabbi Shimon in on Lag BaOmer. V'heichon muzer al achilaso. And where does the Torah say that if the Maiser Sheni is tameh, you get lashes for Maiser Sheni? Eini yodea. V'heichon muzer al achilaso. Eini yodea. Says the Gemara, wait a second, before we answer that, we're going to answer that in a minute. The Gemara says, wait a second. If he says, it sounds like it's not explicit. Says the Gemara, Tumas Haguf, when the Maiser, Veheichon Muzer al Achilaso, Ein Yodea, where's the source that you can't eat Maiser Sheni and Bikurim when it becomes Tamei? Tumas Haguf Behejik Sibu. By Maiser Sheni it says, Nefesh Asher Tiga Bo, V'tamad Arv, V'lo Yocham and HaKadosh, and that's the Serva Mayan. It says in Beferush, there's a low sase that you can't eat the Maiser Sheni when it becomes Tameh. Says Gemara, no. Hachi coming by line. No, this is where we should have meant to ask. Tumas Atzmo Minayim. Tumas Atzmo Minayim. No. Tumas HaGuf, right, the limit before was about Tumas HaGuf. I said it wrong. Tumas HaGuf was when you were Tameh. That's explicit. It says Mar, no, he wasn't asking when you're Tameh to eat the Maiser Sheni. He's asking if the Maiser Sheni is Tameh. Tumas Atzmo, the Minai, and how do you know there that it's alive? So on there, the Brisa says, Tamad Lomar, a fourth teaching from Rabbi Shimon, Tamad Lomar, Lo Sucha Lechol B'Sharecha Maiser Degoncha, you're not allowed to eat Maiser Sheni Ulahalon by Psula Mugdashin. Let's say a carbon that develops a mum and you redeem it. So a non-Kohen is allowed to eat them, but it says by Psula Mugdashin Ulahalon Omer Bisharecha Tochlenu. You are allowed to eat Psula Mugdashin. Now Tomei Vatar Yachtov. Even a Tomei can eat it Katsiv Chayol. Vatan Devir Rabbi Shmuel. Afilu tamei v'tar ochlen al shulchan echad b'kara achas. Even if a tamei person and a tar person are eating these psuli amakdashin, meaning the tamei guy gave tuma to this, so now the psuli amakdashin is tamei, and you're tar, you're allowed to eat it. Ve'inan choshishin, ve'ka'amar rachmana, the Torah says, ha'hu damal achasam, b'sharecha tochlenu, psuli amakdashin, you're allowed to eat when it's tamei. But hacha b'maisa sheni lo suchal. That which I told you over there, when it's tameh, you're allowed to eat psuli amakdashin. But if it's maiser sheni, when it's tameh, you're not allowed to eat lo suchal acha b'sharecha. That's a law that you can't eat maiser sheni that became tameh. Oh, a tameh and tar are not allowed to eat together maiser sheni. Because if the tameh is going to convey tumah to the maiser sheni, the tar person is not allowed to eat Maiser Sheni B'tumah. So that's the source that Maiser Sheni is not allowed to eat B'tumah Satsumo. Now, Masha'in came B'trumah, but we said both of these halachas. When the Truma is Tameh, you are allowed to burn it and benefit from the heat. And when Truma is Tameh, if you eat it when the Truma is Tameh, there's no Malkus, it's only an Aseh. Masha'in came B'trumah Minolan. How do you know that those two halachas, by Maiser Sheni, you're not allowed to benefit when you burn it, and if you eat it when it's tameh, there's a lav. Both don't apply to truma. Me nolan, how do you know this? I'm Rabbi Avom, Rabbi Yerchan, unto Amar Kra. Lo biyarti mimenu b'tameh. Mimenu yatamavir. From the Maiser Sheni, you're not allowed to burn when it's tameh. Avalatamavir shemen shel truma shenitma. But you are allowed to burn oil of truma that became tameh. Asks the Gemara, Ve'ema mimenu yatamavir. Kodesh Shenitma. Haino means truma. Maybe it means Kodesh. Lav kal v'chomer hu. Uma ma'aser akal. Amato lo b'yatrin b'tameh. Kodesh chomer lo kol shekein. Certainly you're not allowed to burn Kodesh when it became tameh. Says the Gemara, come on. Ihachi truma nami kal v'chomer hu. No, then you should make the truma to tell me, even truma, if ma'aser sheni, which is more lenient. You're not allowed to burn it when it's tameh. So say the same thing by truma, which is more severe. Kal v'chomer, you're not allowed to burn when it's tameh. Says Gemara, no, haksib mimenu. But we have the pasuk of mimenu telling me that truma, yes. Says the Gemara, umar rois. Who told you it's better to be matir burning truma and forbid burning kachim, as opposed to being matir burning kachim and forbid burning truma? Says the Gemara, mistavra, kodesh loma matina. No, we're not gonna permit burning kodesh shekein, because kachim has a lot of severities by kachim that you don't have by truma. Shekein, pankeks. There are six severities by kachin that don't exist by truma. What are the six severities by kachin that don't exist by truma? Shekein, pigel. There's pigel by kachin, not by truma. Nosar. There's nosar by kachin, not by truma. Karban. Kachin is called a karban. You bring it inside Beis Hamikdash. Meila. If you get hana from it, b'shogeg, you violate. Kares, if you eat it when you're tummy, if you eat a carbon when you're tummy, you chayev kares. If you eat truma when you're tummy, you chayev only misa b'dei shamayim. But aser la'onim, a carbon is aser for an onim to eat, but truma, an onim can eat. Six things. Pigel noser carbon, mi'ila kares onim. Says the Gemara, adarabba, truma has five strictnesses that kachim does not have. Truma lo mematina. We shouldn't permit you to benefit from truma tameya by burning it. Shekein machpaz. Looks like there's only four. Misa b'dei shamayim. Why is that a strictness? There's no misa. There's only kares. So come on, wait a second. Tysus, this is what Rashi says, that misa means misa b'dei shamayim. If you eat it when you're tamei, so you get misa b'dei shamayim. That's what Rashi says. Says Tysus, wait a second. In the first half, you told me kares is more strict than misa b'dei shamayim. Now you're going to come back and tell me misa. How in the world does that work? I take a look at Tysus. Vim tomar. Bottom Tosis on the page. Bottom Tosis. V'mtoimar. D'meikara alimalei karis l'basof alimalei misa. When you're counting the strictnesses of kachim against truma, you said that karis is more strict than misa b'dei shamayim, because maybe you lose olam haba, that's like worse. But now you're telling me v'yishloimar d'ahashta lav me'ochel b'tumas ha'gof parach. No. El mizar ha'ochla. We're talking about a zar who's ochel. Mash enkein. Bekodesh, yesh shemutah lazarim. Kigon shlamim. No, means a non-Kohen can't eat truma. And he gets misa b'dei shamayim. As opposed to kachim, some carbon shlamim, a non-Kohen is allowed to eat it. So there's no misa b'dei shamayim. He's allowed to eat it. It's mutter. That's a pshat. That by truma, if a zar eats truma, he gets misa b'dei shamayim. But by kachim, a zar is allowed to eat kachim. He's allowed to eat a carbon shlamim. A non-Kohen, the Bailam, is allowed to eat a carbon shlamim. Ah, that's a pshat. Beautiful. Misa v'choymesh is an extra fifth by truma. V'ein la pigeon, you can't get rid of the kedusha of truma, but sometimes kachim you could be paideh. V'asur lazarim, says the Gemara, hanach nefishin. Well, it's six against four, so makes more sense to forbid burning kachim. To forbid burning kachim. Misa chaimish ein la pidja su lazar. V'iba yisema, another answer is kari sadifa. You know, once you have kari's in your list, even if it was four against four, or even if the other one had more, but what kari's is more severe than misa b'dei shamayim. Now, what's the last difference? V'ochlan b'tumas atzman. Loike. And if you eat mash enkin b'truma, if you eat maitzah sheni when you're tameh, you get lashes. But if you eat chumum when you're tummy, it's only an aseh. You don't get lashes. Milkahu delalaki ha yisura ikah. You don't get lashes for eating chuma when the chuma is tummy. If you eat the ma'aser sheni when the ma'aser sheni is tummy, you get lashes. But when you eat chuma when the chuma is tummy, there's no lashes. It says, well, there's no lashes, but it's iser. Minalan, what's the source of makra? Bisharecha tochlenu hatameva tohar yachtov katsvi v'chayol. And we learned earlier, what does this mean? Psuli amukdashin bisharecha tochlenu hatameva tohar yachtov. Toichlenu lezeh for psuli amakdashin, you're allowed to eat when it's tameh v'loy la'acher, but truma you're not allowed to eat v'lav abo mechlal aseh. We'll stop there. Everyone should have a wonderful day. So to eat truma when the truma is tameh and you're tar is not a, you don't get lashes for that. It's only an aseh. Lava Mechalas, I say. Have a great day, everybody.
We're going to figure out why Rabbi Shimon was shit up in the Gemara today. What connects to the ball?
Okay, take care. I gave you a homework.